Well, I did agree this year to come back and do all the games. So I'm hoping that there won't be a lockout, and I can live up to that because of more than one reason. First of all, this is the best schedule I've seen the Buffalo Sabres have in years. They've cut back on the number of back-to-backs, which were killers to me. In addition to that, I think this is going to be a pretty good hockey team. I'd like to be around this year.
Are we going to have a start of a hockey season? Are we edging toward a lockout?
I don't know that. I have no idea. I mean, I'm hearing the same conversations I did in the last lockout, so I don't know that. And I'm not privy to the conversations that's going on in that negotiating room, and I'm hoping that between Mr. Fear and Mr. Bettman, they can get things settled and we get things underway and the proper time and not in January or something like that.
We always start out so hopeful of reaching that cup. What would be different this year? What do you see that's different, that's been added, that'll make a difference in the playing?
Well, I don't think the Sabres are finished yet. I think that they may have a couple of moves up their sleeves yet, because before the season gets underway, if indeed it does get underway on a timely basis. But I think they'll make another couple of moves, and I think the moves that they did make in the offseason lead some room for optimism.
Who are you looking at yourself to surprise us?
If one of the young guys that they signed or they drafted can make it, then that would be a great surprise. If even one of them made it, if Grigorenko was able to crash it, then crash the party, I think that would be a great help. And I know one thing, he'd be a hugely popular individual in the city of Buffalo.
And how would that affect your call on his play?
I don't know. I haven't even thought about it. I hate to think about things like that if they're not there. I wait till they get there, right, first.
You wait until it's there and then it just comes out, right?
Yeah, we'll just react to what's happening. Yeah.
Were you surprised when you received word that you were being named into the Broadcast Hall of Fame?
I don't say I was surprised, because it's kind of, ever since I was inducted into the Buffalo Sabres Hall of Fame, it's kind of been a flood. There's been the Buffalo Sports Hall of Fame, the Hockey Hall of Fame, and now it's with the Broadcasters Hall of Fame. So I have one in September, October, and November. Maybe they could have them all one night. Huh? Wouldn't that be good?
Certainly shows the amount of work that you've done in this business, and the side of sports broadcasting that you've done certainly attributes to the work and what people think of your work. They really appreciate your style and your talents.
Well, like I've often said in the past, I don't necessarily think that my act would play well in Peoria, for instance, but in Buffalo, NY, oh yeah, it does. And I value the association I have with the fans.
Well, Rick Jenneret, congratulations on becoming a Broadcast Hall of Famer.
Thank you.